maximum amount of effort. I can use all my heart and my soul, you know, in my writing. But at the end of the day, I am being guided by some other power. I don't know what it is, but somebody likes me somewhere, you know? And it's just, that's just the facts, you know? Like, I a lot of this is organic. It's not that calculated.
I'm so fortunate and so blessed. And I know that my mom always told me that my grandmother was in the church lighting candles and praying for her. And I am a result of my grandmother's prayers. And my mother prays for me all the time. And I pray for my daughter all the time. And God is real. And God lives inside of me and inside of all of us. And it doesn't matter where I am. I know that and I feel it. Like right now, I'm hot.
We live in a world where there's an altered reality, an optical illusion. Those walking without the Lord Jesus and without discernment fall into the vicious claws of the enemy, rather through the entertainment industry's leading or through the daily comings and goings of this life. Many are on the wayside. With their minds blinded, the enemy paints a thin line of calling evil good and good evil, causing the choice life to appear as the righteous way. Some speak on their relationship with God, but the question is, what God do they speak of? They even assist in painting an image that has many fooled, thinking the higher being they speak of to be the Most High God. But in this video, I pray you open your eyes and let the light of the glorious gospel shine unto you.
I took an oath when I was 16, and loyalty means so much to me, and loyalty should mean so much to anybody. Because let's say if the devil comes to you, right, and tell you, I'll give you $100 million, but I want you to turn your back on God. Would you turn your back on God, or will you take that $100 million?
In the previous clip shows a movie named Mulan that came out when I was a little child, about a girl who felt like she wasn't who she was supposed to be and decided to transition herself into something else. I'm not talking about certain trans situations today that are in the media and widely talked about, but I want to bring light to the things we see and how they can assist with the transitions of spirits. In the previous clip, we saw her bow at an altar, and after that, she received some type of otherworldly strength to help her take the leap to being someone or something else. But this tactic is not new, and unknowingly to some, there can be spirits upon people that aren't them or who they're called to be. Whatever way agreement comes about, it changes their destiny. The entertainment we see often sets up the trap for this, and in this video, I'll show you a few instances. In Numbers chapter 11, verses 16 through 17, it says, "And the Lord said unto Moses, Gather unto me 70 men of the elders of Israel, whom thou knowest to be the elders of the people, and officers over them, and bring them unto the tabernacle of the congregation, that they may stand there with thee. And I will come down and talk with thee there. And I will take the spirit which is upon thee, and will put it upon them. And they shall bear the burden of the people with thee, that thou bear it not thyself alone. The Bible passage explains to us an instance where the Lord himself decided he was going to take the spirit that was upon Moses and place it on 70 elder men of Israel. I bring this up to bring light to the transferring of spirits listed in the Bible. Obviously, this wasn't a negative thing, but as said in scripture, it was meant for the people to bear the burden along with Moses, so he wasn't alone. But I also want to make clear, just as the instances in the Bible were used for good, there is an evil adversary and his minions using these spiritual practices for wickedness, and transferring spirits is one of those things. Terms of the world, like as above, so below, should bring you to question, what are they considering as above and what are they considering as below? And why do they want the below as it is above? Why is this the term of the occult? It's because they believe they can create their own reality or desires, but in a negative fashion, obstructing what's good and righteous to do what's evil and profane, to bring their wants to pass.
I think the question you should ask maybe should be framed the other way, is why have the American people given the Hollywood elite the impression for so long that they look to them to shape and give their opinions on their behalf? You know, we can't deny that we live in a country where if you are a celebrity, people are looking to you for those opinions. Right. You know, people report on it every day.
Isaiah 14:14, I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. I will be like the Most High. Satan's desire to be like the Most High is talked about in this passage of scripture, but only the Most High God, God the Father, is a creator. Therefore, to this day, while the enemy still has time to work his wickedness, he's using certain techniques to exchange or alter people and things, because he's not a creator. He can only pollute what or who a person was bound to become. Notice in the scripture about Moses that we just read, the elders and Moses had an encounter with the Spirit of the Lord, where the Spirit that was upon Moses was placed on the elders also, just standing there in the presence of the Spirit of the Lord. So question yourself and ask, what kind of spirits am I standing in the midst of? And has it changed me? And is it of God? Or are your actions you're agreeing to just participating in the enemy's judgment? When it comes to the entertainment industry, make no mistake that these people are influenced by spirits and they desire to influence you, which is why there's a term, social media influence. People whose life is on display, particularly for influencing other people. Influence is described as the capacity to have an effect on the character, development, or behavior of someone or something, or the effect itself. Similar to transferring, which is defined as to convey from one person, place, or situation to another, to cause to pass from one to another. So what are you letting in your portals that has influenced you or transferred you into something or someone else?
Of celebrity we have is also the co-author of The Mirror Effect, How Celebrity Narcissism is Seducing America. Dr. Drew, good morning.
Maria, thank you.
So obviously you're the expert in treating celebrities, but you also study them. So tell me what you found and what the mirror effect is.
Well, it's two things. One is the study, which is something Dr. Mark Young and I did. He's from the Marshall School of Business at USC. And he and I realized that celebrities really are not rendered narcissistic by virtue of being celebrity, they come to their celebrity status with a lot of pathology, and our research proved that. Then we wrote this book that was published a couple of years ago. We wrote this book off of that research, where we sort of coined the term the mirror effect, which is the potential of our kids to really mirror the misbehavior of celebrities that we are bombarded with in the media today.
So you say in the book that celebrities, you know, they really lead the way teens admit to copying tattoos and things.
They
tell
sure
me about
do,
this.
Right? Well, there's something called social learning, which is humans are, one thing humans do is that they learn from other people's behavior and they model that behavior. And in our culture today, two things have happened. It was almost really a perfect storm, is in that there's been sort of a turn towards narcissism in all of us, really. It's something that's sort of a trend that's happening. And the kinds of people that we now elevate to really deity status are severe narcissists, our research has shown, and their behavior reflects that. The problem is that the most prone, the most vulnerable amongst us, tend to be the ones that model that behavior. At the same time in which the celebrity and the media industry have gotten together and bombard us with these images, so it's really kind of a.
Think about apps like TikTok, where people recreate something that was already done over and over again. And this is one of the biggest apps right now, to my knowledge. I'm not saying these things can't be used for good, because they can, and I'm not saying that God can't use them, because He can. He can speak in many ways through many different people, however He chooses, including there are people speaking truth on things like TikTok. But when it's used for the negative, what happens? We see people of all ages twerking and dancing to recreate what they saw or what they've seen their favorite celebrity do. If it's that easy, just imagine the deeper things that are polluting our minds and the future effects it has when it's not corrected. To go a little bit deeper into the transferring of spirits, let's look at a few more Bible stories. In 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 14, it says, "But the spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord troubled him. And Saul's servant said unto him, Behold, now an evil spirit from God troubleth thee. Let our Lord now command thy servants, which are before thee, to seek out a man who is a cunning player on a harp. And it shall come to pass, when the evil spirit from God is upon thee, that he shall play with his hand, and thou shalt be well." Now, this story in particular, God had a master plan behind this whole situation. But as we see in verse 14, the spirit of the Lord departed from Saul. Meaning, at one point in time, Saul was operating in the spirit of the Lord, being not just his own nature, but operating in the spirit of the Lord. But it's saying that spirit departed from him, and an evil spirit from the Lord troubled him. Meaning now, he had this evil spirit that God authorized to let happen to him, that this spirit was troubling him. And this shows another instance in the Bible where there was a spirit there that was now placed on a being, altering his behavior. And that story goes deep. If you want to read it, of course, it's in 1 Samuel chapter 16. But let's continue. There's another instance in the Bible in 1 Kings chapter 22. And it says, "And there came forth a spirit and stood before the Lord and said, I will persuade him. And the Lord said unto him, Wherewith? And he said, I will go forth, and I will be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. And he said, Thou shalt persuade him, and prevail also. Go forth, and do so." Verse 23, "Now therefore, behold, the Lord hath put a lying spirit in the mouth of all these thy prophets, and the Lord have spoken evil concerning thee." This is another particular instance where somebody was influenced by a spirit. In this instance, a lying spirit was put into the mouth of these prophets to speak on a particular matter. And then the Lord sent a real prophet from him to convey the truth. But anyways, it's clear indication that, you know, there can be a transference of spirits. There can be spirits leading people to do and say things. And the importance of this video is for everyone to recognize What spirit are you of? What spirit are you being led of? Are you being led by the spirit of the Lord? Are you being led by the spirit of the world? Doing the things of the world, the things that are before your eyes. In 1 Kings chapter 19, starting at the latter part of verse number 16, it says, "Shall thou anoint to be prophet in thy room?" This is concerning Elijah and Elisha. After Elijah was going through it and unable to continue to perform what the Lord needed him to do at that time, the Lord spoke to him and said, "I want you to anoint Elisha in thy place to be a prophet in thy room." Further down in verse number 19, it says, "So he departed thence and found Elisha, the son of Shaphat, who was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen before him. And he with the 12, and Elijah passed him and cast his mantle upon him." So a mantle, in the natural sense, is like a cloak, like a clothing garment. But spiritually representing that Elijah was passing on this anointing that he had, because the Lord told him to anoint Elisha to be a prophet in his place, passing on this anointing that he had to Elisha, spiritually representing a transference of spirit, a transference of the anointing. And if you go back to the beginning of this video and you remember that we read about Moses and how the 70 elders stood before the Lord, and the spirit that was placed upon Moses was placed upon them to help bear the burden. So Moses wasn't alone. This gives us further indication to the transference of spirits. And although we're looking at the biblical sense and how these things were used for good, make no mistake to think that the enemy doesn't use these same tactics. You can do your own research. And of course, I encourage you all to do your own research as far as going into the Word of God. And even in some instances, if you're led by the Holy Spirit, research how the enemy does things in an opposite, as we spoke on a little bit in this video. But he uses these same type of tactics. And the celebrities that we see, although they are highly influential, although they are looked at to be great and perceived to be great, don't doubt that God had a great purpose and plan for them already. Each and every one of our purposes, our plans, you know, not our desires, but the Lord's plans that he has for us, the will that he has for us, the things that he consecrated us to do when we were in our mother's womb, like the Bible scripture that tells us, "Before you were in your mother's womb, I knew you. I formed you," right? So he's letting us know he already had these plans and these desires for us, and we all have these great plans to fulfill according to the Lord, regardless of how the outside may look at what your purpose is. They're all great according to the Lord, whatever he predestined you to be or to do. And I'm not trying to hate on these celebrities. I'm just saying that they were already going to be great if they follow what the Lord wanted them to follow. It may not be what the world proclaims as being great, but the plan that God has for each and every one of us is great, whatever it is. And somehow, some way, they came into agreement with these demonic spirits, and now they're promoting the will of the enemy. As I said in the beginning of this video, the enemy can't create. He's not a creator. What he can do is alter, transfer, influence people to do other than what they've been called to do. And that trickles down from the elites to the celebrities, even down to just nobodies like us. You know, just regular, normal people. It trickles down when we're influenced by these things. So we have to pay attention to what spirit we're operating in, how we're following the leadings of things, and to be in lead, being led by the Holy Spirit should be our desires. So I hope that you guys were edified by this video. Until next time, I'm Card Janelle. Bye.
But these people think I'm just a nobody, trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save anybody. I'm just a nobody, trying to tell everybody about somebody who can save.